My name got severed.
My name's Mr. Chao Wing. Now, do you have a dinner? You give me the young people to go to job, or to some.
Have I did a Laos that I was joining in the United States Secret Army in during 1970 to 75.
Okay, I served in the Southern Army in 1970 to 1975. 2 years later, American came to the United States, so I stayed 2 years later, stayed in jungle. Very, very difficult. So right now, my friend here, the private pilot, Cessna 32, we flew in Wisconsin, Minnesota. He can help see my friend again. Who want to be senator or congress, come to we will pay for you got it. Thank you.
I hope that you guys understand what these are real soldiers that live in across from Laos, and we use their effort, their reputation to be part of the Lao Mong veterans. That in Lacrosse we have Chapter 8, and was very well known in the Lacrosse area, and the American veterans too. We are coordinated together. And so, Natu is a former Lao Mong veteran previous years, and Mr. Yasa is a former chair for the Lao Mong Chapter 8 chair in Lacrosse too. So, in Lacrosse we had about 20 to 30 Lao Mong veterans in Lacrosse. And so we work together with our American veterans and other foreign veterans in Lacrosse so that we can have a partnership. We have an event, everybody come together and share our cultures together. And myself, I am a grown-up attorney in this country. We came around between 10 and 12 years old. And we went through school. We went to high school and college. We are in the middle age that we step into side of the culture. Like this is Hmong culture and this is American culture. We try to be the gap between the older and the youngest generation so that we can hold everything together. So that Hmong life in the cross or in the United States, we have understanding about better future for Hmong people. So we are fortunate to be here today and to learn about our American soldiers that Hmong also have a lot of siblings or a lot of brothers and sisters join the United States Army. And they came to this country, they served the United States, so we proud of them too. And myself, I came from Minnesota 15 years ago. 2005, I moved to Minnesota to Lacrosse, and I enjoy living in Lacrosse. But in Lacrosse, we have around, like Tony said, we have around between 4,000 and 5,000 in Lacrosse County, and not just among people, but all other Asian in Lacrosse. So it's nice to see you guys today. And if you have any question, feel free to ask us, and we'd like to answer your best. At the end, we just have several play the music. Okay.
So, just so you know, just to echo what Sal was saying too, that I have three cousins, one served in the Navy and two served in the U.S. Army. And one was deployed to Iraq too. So, and I know Sal also has three nieces that also serve in the Army too. So we have a lot of our cousins and relatives that also serve. Like young generation now that are serving as well. So Mr. Jasa is gonna play his final song for us. So in the Hmong culture, we have a lot of instruments. We have the geng, we have the flute, and we have the harp, and we have the two-string violin. But this is a Laotian instrument that is very popular. You can play for social event, in Hmong New Year, social gathering, anything. But the Hmong geng, we are now playing more at the Hmong funeral, but this is more for fun and for social gathering. And so they also play for soldiers when we welcome them home and when we send them away. So it's very popular. And so to end our PowerPoint presentation, we say, Uwa Chao. Can you guys say that?
Uwa Chao.
Yeah, Uwa Chao means thank you in English. And so we thank you for having us today. And right now, I don't know how much time we have, but we can take questions. If not, we'll end our presentation with the word Uwa Chao, and we hope that we'll see each other again.